Next up is the pot.
So, my brother's plan to have me killed. Is that so, sorcerer?
Yes, sire. And it's truly a plan most foul.
I didn't think they'd have the balls. Would you have me cancel tonight's feast in light of their plan?
No, sire. Then they'd simply know you'd caught on to their poorly kept secret.
Figures as much. Do you have any spells on you that would help me deal with these pests I call family?
I'm afraid not. However, that will not be a problem. Your brother's plans are as poorly conceived as they were.
Then what do you suggest, sorcerer?
Well, if it was so simple as to suggest a knife to the back of all of them, I would have dealt with it personally. However, I find that a knife in your back would be the far easier alternative.
You would have me assassinated, sorcerer? To what end?
Should they find you dead, then they obviously cannot kill you, and thus can't lay claim to your land.
And then you would take my throne? You should know that I'm not that easy to convince.
Oh, no. You will keep your throne. I may not have spells to deal with your power-hungry brother, sire. However, that is to be expected when one practices the arts of necromancy. The living hold far less value to us than the dead.
Oh, I think I see where this is going. You would have me raised from the dead to rule as a corpse king.
My lord, your guests have arrived.
I see. How much of this did you overhear?
Everything, sire. It's quite the unorthodox plan, if I do say so myself. Is this man to be trusted, sire?
Calm down, sorcerer. He is indeed worthy of our trust. Are you not?
But of course, sire. Now then, shall I go downstairs and invite our guests in while you two polish up that plan?
You may go. Take my brothers into the dining hall and let them mingle with the rest of the mob. I shall be there shortly.
As you wish, sire. And not a word to our guests about this conversation. Don't worry, your brothers won't see it coming. Not at all, sire.
That is what I would hope for. Now then, sorcerer. How exactly did you imagine this plan of yours to play out?
It's quite simple, really. At an opportune moment during the dinner, I shall simply strike you down, and in the following chaos, your brothers will be evacuated and escorted home. Then I shall begin the ritual, and you'll be back on your throne in but a few days.
I will say this. I far prefer the idea of being killed by you rather than being cut down by one of my brothers. However...
Yes, Lord?
May the gods themselves have mercy upon your soul, should my body not be returned to life.
You have my word, sire.
Good. Now then, we have guests to entertain. Let us go, Carl.
That was the pot?
That was the pot.
Did you hear three characters?
Yes.
I only heard two.
I heard... The third one is interesting. They're all evil! I wanted to hear like some carefree drunkard come in or something. But
I'm going to listen again and try to find this third character.
No, the third character is the one with the British accent that comes in when he was like, oh, did you hear all
that? Okay, yeah, the Sean then, Connery guy.
Okay.
The other guy was the rat. So, you're playing those foul. I got it now.
All I can say is the leader boss, what a dumbass. I wouldn't trust anyone that's like, our plan is to kill you. Sorry.
They were honest.
Yeah, well, it's just, oh man, if I was a leader of people and some person was like, I'm going to resurrect you, I'd be like, no, you're not, dumbass. Sorry.
I'm the dumbass because for some reason in my head I thought that the first guy just randomly got a British accent halfway through this. They had very similar tones to the voice.
It's true. That's
and, like, one of them left, and then the other one came in, and, like, I was very confused.
Well, not, they were all there at one point.
I
picked up on this a lot better than you did.
This one was very confusing for me.
Okay. So on that note, a lot of the tone was the same. You seem to, all of them sounded really evil. I don't know if you naturally sound evil or what.
He does.
But... yeah, they all sounded really evil, and then so the first two I really, really liked, because although they both were very devious, one was a lot lower, and there was a distinction between the two of them, but the accent that came in later was a little bit more difficult to pick out. So maybe try to just, I'd say try to introduce a different type of character, even if it isn't the best, as long as you don't do that voice that annoyed Dylan, apparently.
Did annoy me. And like listening back to it, I mean, they had two totally different ways of speaking, so I give you props on that. There was something for this with me, I just completely zoned out and could not follow this scene. But it's not because you did a bad job of differentiating the two.
I don't know.
I
See,
think
I followed it really well,
the
so I
scene
don't know.
itself was boring to me,
Oh.
so I kind of zoned out. But I
I
did
was in
listen back.
it. I was listening to it.
It reminded me of that game Morrowind.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well.
All I know is that I was sitting there and they're all just like, I will kill you. And I was just like, dumbass, you're gonna believe him? You're gonna believe your sorcerer? That's all I could think. But aside from that, I would say maybe try to, like, I don't know if this is from a scene or if you wrote it yourself. But just really try to introduce like a different character
I mean, I do think,
or
I do
like
think,
more differentiation between
I
the
think that the second and third characters should not have had such similar tones to the voice, but I
two.
do think you did create two different characters. It's just hard with audio when you can't see anything and when they're all you really want to make them different. Or else you have dumbasses like me who can't follow the scene when it's apparently easy to follow.
Yeah, it was really easy for me.
Like I said, on second listen, you did change the way of speaking and you did change the accents up. And all three of these characters were fairly believable characters in that setting. I
Yeah.
mean, obviously they're like necromancers and stuff or whatever, but they were all like they were believable. Russ is up next.
Ooh.
All right, Mr. Nolan. I agreed to meet you here in the park. Now, where's your client?
Call me Jim, Mr. Sykes. I'm going to lead you to him. Follow me.
All right, Jim, and you can call me Mr. Sykes.
Very funny.
So your client is hiding in the woods? What is he, shy?
He has something to show you. Something he doesn't want just anyone to see. Something I think you'll find very interesting.
You realize that my people are tracking me? I don't kidnap easily, Jim.
I promise you we're not planning anything of the sort. Watch your step. The path gets a bit tricky around here.
You know, if you wanted my technical expertise, you could just have brought this, whatever it is, to my office in a bag or a briefcase.
This wouldn't quite fit, Mr. Sykes. We're almost to the clearing, and you'll see why.
Very impressive.
You like it, Mr. Sykes?
Very much so.
Mr. Sykes, this is my client, Mr. Libertas.
Nice to meet you. What is it? A giant robot?
Not quite. It's actually a fighting ship.
So it flies?
Oh, yes. Flies, fires missiles, the legs and arms are fully articulated, and follows the movements of the pilot.
I see. And you built this?
I'm afraid not. I stole it. Wait, what?
From one of my competitors, I hope. I didn't know any of them were this advanced.
I'm sure they are not.
Then where on earth did you get it?
Not on this earth at all, Mr. Sykes. I came here by mistake from another time and place.
Really?
Mr. Nolan did some investigation for me and determined that you might be best suited to help me return home. Your technical accomplishments are very impressive, and some of the research you've published fits with the criteria Mr. Libertas gave me.
I see.
I need your help, Mr. Sykes. I don't think anyone else can do this. I need to return to my own world. There's something I must do there.
Involving your fighting ship.
We have problems with the world government and pilots called angels who enforce its laws.
So you're not on the side of the angels?
They make the people complacent. They will forget the horrors of war. And if they forget, they will start wars again. That doesn't sound good. So I provide reminders. I try to stop these angels. They have no right to decide what is permitted and what is not. But isn't that sort of the point of government? It sounds like you're saying that you're a criminal.
They call me a terrorist. What of that? The lives I take are nothing compared to the numbers who die in wars.
Wait a minute. You kill people? What gives you the right
to? The strong must decide what is right. If the government is doing wrong, then I must be strong and override them. I like the way you think.
In return for your help, Mr. Sykes, I will give you access to my ship, so you can learn and duplicate it and become strong as well. Wait a minute, I can't be any part of this.
Then you're superfluous, Jim. I think my new friend and I know just exactly how to take care of you.
This sounds like the beginning of a beautiful friendship, Mr. Sykes.
Call me Damien.
Call me Damien.
Okay, Damien.
I like that. That was a funny ending to me.
Yeah.
Russ, I'm glad you're back, because I thought you did a great job.
That was really fun.
Yeah, again, vintage Russ. You had the deeper voice character, and then the two that had similar tones, one of them had a very thick accent, so it was easy to tell them apart. And even then, they didn't have, their tones weren't the same.
I was a little thrown off at one point. I was like, when did he get, like, I was like, a German accent? Where'd that come from?
That was the third character you could tell because they were walking through bushes.
I could, yeah, no, I picked up. It just, I had to listen to a few sentences first. Gosh.
Thought the acting was good. I thought you did a good job of creating three distinct characters. I thought this was a good one.
What was that noise?
Wasn't me. Yeah, was that your end or mine?
My brother.
Oh.
God, that's disgusting. I'm so sorry about that.
It sounded like something dropped. Did you fart and really like your brother?
No. It was definitely
nice.
Dying. Okay. I thought your acting was really natural. Can you continue, Dylan? I need to take a breather.
I mean, I said all I had to say.
Okay, you did a really good job, Russ. That was a really entertaining scene. I thought I was engaged throughout the whole thing.
All right. let's talk about Chagatry for a second. Who's up next?
Okay.
Rochelle was on the show last week, got kicked off. This show means a lot to Rochelle. It was very important to her that she stuck around this season to prove to everybody that she deserved to win last season, which I still think she does. She just had a bad week. However, Chagatry doesn't care because Chagatry had Rochelle submit Chagatry's entry this week to rub salt in the wound because Chagatry is a cold, cold bitch.
Oh, wow.
Let's listen to Chagatry.
Okay.
Ring-a-ring-a roses, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Cynthia?
Allie! I missed you, how are you?
Cynthia, what are you doing here?
Mommy bought me new toys to play with. You should play with me too.
Cynthia, Mom said she has been for years. You've known that.
Tisk. You shouldn't go around spreading lies like that, you know. You'll confuse our poor little dear.
Margaret? What is going on?
Well, little Cindy here is my new daughter. Aren't you, baby doll?
Maggie makes a good mommy. She can be your mommy too, Ellie. We can be a family again.
Yes, Allison. Join our family. We'd love to have you.
You'd love to have me?
You'd love to have me. She's my sister, and you're nothing more than what I thought was a friend. Who do you think you are that you can just do this?
I have worked so hard to be a part of your family, Allison. You and Cynthia, you had such a close relationship. I had no parents, no siblings, nothing. I just want to be a part of something.
So you lie to Cindy and kidnap her?
I didn't lie. I told her exactly what was going on. Now be nice and play house with us.
You can't just take my sister!
Allie, I told you! She didn't take me!
Cindy, I don't know what she told you to get you to
Why
come
Why can't
here.
You just be happy and go along with it? We could be happy!
Cindy...
Allie!
Don't worry, she'll be fine. I just need to knock some sense into her. I'll get her dressed, if you go get some tea together for tea time.
Yay!
If only you would just play it alone. Everything wouldn't be so...
That was my head, you bitch!
Stay the fuck away from my sister.
Oh no, you don't. Put that down.
I don't think so.
Think about Cynthia.
Fuck. Guess Cindy's got a new doll. Make that too.
tea's ready.
Oh. Well, this won't do.
Bye-bye, sissy!
Dragutcher, you scared me because your file said 309, but there was silence at the end. And I was like all worried the whole time that you went over. But you did. I do not approve of that creepy girl. I hate that creepy girl voice. It freaks me out. What'd you think?
It was the background music really, really helped the creepiness. Even without it, though, it was really creepy. Yeah, so whenever you have kids being creepy, that's always freaky, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I thought they were a good distinction. I mean, the two adults were a little bit harder, and, like, when you had to put more energy, sometimes you kind of, the voice would waver a bit, I guess. Like, when she had to yell, I thought it was...
Yeah, when you, when the two adults came and I, like, locked in, as I was trying to figure out, the mother character, or whatever that, that third character came in, talked a little faster than the second character, but it was a little bit, I don't know. They weren't completely distinct. The acting in this was so good, though.
Mm-hmm. The acting was excellent.
I still think that I could tell the characters apart.
Yeah, I could tell the characters apart. It's just the mother character, or Margaret, that character, her voice sometimes would turn into the sister character.
Yeah, it wasn't as seamless as, like, Ryguy or... Bryson, but it was, I still think you did.
It was really well done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something. What was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say now. Obviously, it wasn't that important.
Don't yawn.
It's been a long day. Tregachi, I thought you did a good job, though, overall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a fail by any means.
Nope.
Apotheria's up next.
All right.
Why? What do you mean, why? Oh, brother. Does my behavior need to be justified by a history of abuse or a bad childhood? Please. You're not in a movie. This isn't psychology class in high school. This is the real world. People like me don't need a reason to do anything. The truth of the matter is that at some point in my life, I made a choice. I decided that this is what I am. This is everything that I want to be. When I do horrible things to people, it fulfills me completely. So, when I tell you that I'm going to enjoy, say, doing this, I really mean that I'm going to get a thrill out of watching you squirm. Okay, honey, I'm gonna have to be straight with you. You're currently talking to me, a man in full drag, replete with makeup and styled wig. We are at Grindr's, the gay bar known for being the sleaziest dive of all gay bars in this part of the state. You are dressed in a two-piece suit, with your hair slicked back, a striped necktie, and recently shined shoes. So far, the only topic of discussion you have offered is the fact that you're a closeted 30-year-old millionaire and the owner of a small business. We have talked about stock market navigation, about business ethics, and I have to ask you, you really thought this would be of interest to someone like me? Honey, you really gotta brush up on your dating skills.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that I'm an unemployed superhero. It's just a really competitive market. And most of these guys have a lot more experience than I do. I mean, just look at that Superman asshole. Does he ever stop to consider all the struggling superheroes who would kill for his opportunities? I don't mean literally kill, since all superheroes are righteous, but you get my point. Anyway, right now I'm just taking odd jobs to get by, hoping that maybe next time I'm walking Miss Oglethorpe's dogs that I'll see a robbery in progress and can leap in to save the day! Although my superpower of accelerated hair growth probably wouldn't be too useful in that situation, would it?
Apatheria, who Scarlet always thinks is a girl.
Like, just talking about that, I was like, whenever I read that username, I'm always like, is that a girl?
And it's the feminine A at the end, I'm telling you.
It's an A at the beginning and the end. It just makes me think of a woman.
I finally got evil Apatheria. I'm super excited about that. And I think that for this challenge, three monologues is definitely the way to go. I didn't want to just come right out and tell that to people because then we miss things like Rygai. But I think it's the smart choice. And I think that all three of these characters were distinct. They were all completely different characters. You had a serial killer, a superhero, and a
drag queen.
Drag queen, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked this a lot. I liked the acting on all of these. I thought that you had different styles of acting for all three of them, and I enjoyed this immensely. What about you?
I really enjoyed this too, and all three characters were really entertaining. And even the background music that you chose for each scene was really nice. It suited very well. And yeah, they're really distinct and good.
Yeah. Great job, Apatheria. I think, again, three monologues was the smart choice. I was kind of looking forward to hearing you in a scene because you are kind of you do good voices, but I'm glad you went with the three monologues. Lord of the Morning is up next.
All right.
I don't know why I introduced him in that voice. It sounded like I was making fun of him, but I wasn't.
No, you've been doing weird voices all night.
I'm doing a voice thing today. All right, let's listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Drew, and I'm the docent in charge of keeping order. Welcome to the advanced audit class for the great acting teacher, Anton Chekhestana Stanislav Mayaholtsky II. His excellence will be here in a few moments, but first let's go over a few rules for the class. There will be no talking aloud, and I know that isn't gum you're chewing. Did you see the sign outside that said no gum? Can you read? Swallow it. Anyone else got gum? And if anyone was stupid enough to bring a drink... All right, then. Here's the rules. You talk, you're out. Your phone goes off, you're out. You disagree with the maestro, you're out. You get the picture? Okay. Here he comes now. Remember what I told you. Good afternoon. My name is Professor Chekhenstein Stanislav Meyerholtzky. Now, there must be absolute silence for my actors to concentrate. Silence, everyone. Silence. Good. Now, I want you to concentrate. Repeat after me.
Oh.
I know that's not a camera phone. I know that's not what it is. Sorry about that. Very good. Now, concentrate, everyone. Breathe. Breathe through your eyeballs. Excuse me? Keep breathing. Excuse me? I have a question. Drusilla, who let this mongrel in the room? Hey, man, my name is Drew. Only my mom can call me that. Oh, confounded. Must I deal with the vermin myself? I've just got a quick question. There is no time for a quick question. We're trying to concentrate here. Are you concentrating? Well, I... No, you're talking. You cannot concentrate and talk at the same time. Drew! Yes, sir? Stand up! Yes, Mr. Chekhenstein is... For God's sake, you abysmal man. Get my name right. Yes, Mr. Pakistan. Mr. Czechoslovakia. Forget it. Would you be so kind as to demonstrate for our ignorant young friend how to concentrate? Yeah, I'll show you. You just gotta take a deep breath like this. Good. Breathe. Breathe through your eyeballs. That! Would you be quiet? But how do you do that? Do what? Breathe through your eyebrows? Eyeballs! Eyeballs. First, you have to find the correct portion of your anatomy. Yeah, but... You don't think about it, you pitiful child. You just do it. You're insane. Hey, man. You remember what I said about talking back to the maestro? You saw what I did to your buddy with the camera phone, right? You best watch yourself. Drusilla, I will handle this. Look, all I want to know is how you breathe through your eyeballs. You will never know. Because you are a wicked, nasty little man, and the gods all hate you! Well, but I mean, surely... Never. In all my years of teaching this technique have I been questioned in such a way. Well, I guess that means there's a first time for everything, then. Alright, that's it. Everybody out! You know I'm not really supposed to leave the room. I don't think I can... Out! Young man, you want to know what is the method, yes? You want to know how to breathe through the eyeballs? Yes, sir, that's all I wanted to know. Very well. I'm about to share with you a secret that only great acting teachers share among themselves. I, Professor Anton Chekhestein Stans... I can't remember my own name.
That was Lord of the Morning.
No weird voice this time?
That was Lord of the Morning.
Oh, that's...
You gotta watch the cadence of your voice when you're doing these characters, because you kind of have like a very quick way of speaking, and it came out in all three of these. And two of the characters were so similar that it was really hard to tell them apart. I know one of them kind of talked like this, but...
It was in the middle, it got really messed up.
When you were doing the quick back and forth?
Yeah, because your first character was very distinctive, and your second character was a little... I thought that they kind of clashed a bit, but he was very distinctive near the end. But it was when you introduced the third character and the quick banter that Dylan said, it got really confusing.
Yeah, you're a good actor. I thought this was acted well, but I don't think that...
I thought it was really entertaining, too.
It was really entertaining. It was well written. I don't know if you wrote it, but if you did, kudos. It was well written.
Mm-hmm.
The professor character was really funny.
Yeah.
The scene was funny, but those two characters... It was really hard to follow in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew what was going on, but it was hard to tell what character was saying what.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how you're going to... I don't know, Scarlet. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll learn later.
We will. Turtles up next.
Okay.